听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Tom and Jack use social networking sites to send messages to friends. But Emma doesn't want to join one. She communicates with former classmates by email. Emma does like blogs, however. She reads her friend Martha's to learn about her daughters. Ruthie is quite confident, but Lily is still greedy with her toys.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea, and I want to help you get ready to learn a lot from today's lesson. Well, let's start by talking about today's key words. Social is a key word. We're talking about social networking sites. Now, when something is social, that means there are many people who are a part of it. You can be part of a social club. That's a time when people get together to do things. If a person is social, they like to talk to other people and do things with groups of people. Well, another keyword is message. Now, you can send a message to someone in many different ways. You can send an email message or a text message on your cell phone. Or you can call someone and leave a message. A message is information that you want to get to another person. Well, I'm glad that you joined me today. Join is a key word. When you join something, you become part of it. You can join a group or join a class. Think about something that you have joined. Maybe you joined a sports team. Or you can ask a friend, "Can you join me for lunch today? Can you have lunch with me today?" Again, I'm glad you joined me as we talk about these key words together. Another key word is confident. Confident. Yes, I said that word in a very confident way. When you are confident, you are very sure of yourself. A confident person is strong and they speak what they want to say. Greedy is another word that we can use to talk about a person. If someone is greedy, they think about themselves first. When you're greedy with your money, you're not generous, you keep all of your money. If you're greedy, you keep all of your things, you don't want other people to have them. Well, friends, let's join our other friends at the mall. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English at the Mall. I'm happy you're here today. My name is Emma. Hey, do you know how to use a computer? I'm sure you do. You know, I think computers are great. You can do a lot of things on computers, but there's something you can do that's fun and you can do with your friends on the computer. Do you know all about that? Talking to your friends on the computer and sharing things with them online? Well, that's what we'll talk about today. And when we do, I want you to find the answer to this. It's the find it question. Where does Emma see photos and videos? Where does Emma see photos and videos? That's what you're looking for today. But first, let's look for the information desk and get some information.
Hello, 欢迎来到 Information Desk， 我是 Christina。近年来，越来越多人借由网络传递最新的消息，po上照片啊、影片与朋友分享。你也常上网吗 ？Let's look at some keywords. Message， 书面或口头的信息。Message， 若有人打电话来，但是那个人并不在，你可以问对方要不要留言。Would you like to leave a message？ Social， 社交的或联谊的。Social。在大学里 ,there are many social events for students. Join, 加入或成为什么的一员。Join, 例如我已经下定决心要好好的运动 ,so I joined the club. Former, 以前的,昔日的。Former, Mrs. Lee was my former teacher. Confident, 有自信的。Confident, John 的台风很稳。He looks confident on the stage. Greedy, 贪心的。Greedy. Be happy with what you have. Don't be greedy. Okay, I think it's time to visit our friends.
Conversation A.
Hey guys, what are you doing?
Oh, hi Emma.
We're...Talking to friends.
Talking to friends? You're looking at your computers.
I'm talking with a friend online.
I'm sending messages to friends on Facebook.
Everyone uses social networking websites these days.
They're great for keeping in touch with friends.
I agree.I've found many old friends on Facebook.
Friends, we're glad you could make it here. I am Tom, and I'm here with Amy. Now, in this conversation, Jack and I are on our computers, and Emma comes up to talk with us. I told her that I am talking with a friend online, but you can do other things online or on the internet as well. What else can you do?
Well, that's a good question, Tom. Jack says, I'm sending messages to friends online. That's our first key word. Say it with me, message.
Message.
Message. When you send a message online, you are writing something to your friends and you send it online. Let's try it in a sentence.I received Helen's messages on my computer.
I received Helen's messages on my computer. Well, friends, do you like sending messages on social network websites? We know that Facebook is a social network website. Do you like to send messages on Facebook?
Do I like to send messages on Facebook? Well, yeah, it's easy and simple.And it's quick. So yes, I do. I like to receive and send messages on a social network website. And social is our next key word. Social.
Social.
When you're social, you are friendly. You like to spend time with people. Actually, Tom's sister is quite social.
It's true.
I see her a lot at social events.
Mm-hmm. She does like to spend time with people. She is a very social person. But are you social, friends? Or are you more shy? Do you like to spend time with a lot of people? Or just by yourself? You know, sometimes even really social people like to be alone. Amy, you're pretty social, but you like to be alone sometimes, right?
Yeah, it's...Okay, to be alone sometimes. Well, let's review our key words. Message. Message. Julia uses the internet to send messages to her friends.
And social. Social. Phil made lots of new friends at the school's social event.Well, friends, I think we had something special here. Let's go and find out more with Inspector E.
Inspector English.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Inspector E.
And I'm Dr. English. Inspector, do you use any social networking websites?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Well, I like to keep in touch with my friends by calling them or writing letters.
I see. Are you good at keeping in touch with people?
I think so. You know, I think keeping in touch is very important.
I do too.
Well, this reminds me of what I wanted to talk about today. Let's look at a line from today's conversation.
They're great for keeping in touch with friends. They're great for keeping in touch with friends. They're great for keeping in touch with friends.
Social networking sites are great for keeping in touch with friends.
Yes, they are. But what does it mean to keep in touch with someone?
Well, when two people keep in touch, they write to each other or they talk to each other even though they don't see each other very often.
Right. When you keep in touch with someone, you talk to them or write to them now and then. You let them know what is happening in your life.
We can say keep in touch. We can also say stay in touch. They mean the same thing.
So what happens when you don't stay in touch?
When you don't stay in touch, then you lose touch with that person.
Often people lose touch with their friends after they move away or change jobs or change schools.
When you lose touch with someone, this means you no longer write or talk to them anymore.
You don't know what is happening in their lives. Losing touch with friends is sad.
Friends, are you good at keeping in touch? Keeping in touch with people takes some work, but it's worth it.
Yes, I really enjoy keeping in touch with my friends and family. We hope that you will keep in touch with us.
That's right. You can write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, and remember, everyone, if you have a question,
we have an answer. This is Inspector E.
And I'm Dr. English.
Goodbye, everyone.
Conversation B.
Have you considered joining a website like Facebook, Emma?
No. I use email to communicate with former classmates. So I don't need those.
Facebook members share not only messages, but also photos and videos.
I see photos and videos on my friends' blogs.
What's your favorite blog?
My friend's blog is great. Yesterday, Martha wrote a post about her daughters.
Show us.
Okay.
Well, friends, I had a pretty good question for Emma here. I said, have you ever considered joining a website like Facebook? I really think she should join Facebook. And I think that you should learn this key word. The word is join.
Join.
Join. If you join something, that means you do it together with other people. If you want to join something, then maybe you should try to sign up and join it. If you want to join Facebook, you can sign up for Facebook. Let's use this word join in another sentence. Are you coming to the party? I hope you will join us.
Ooh, what party? I want to join. I want to go. Well, friends, I'm glad that you are joining us today. We learn something every day at the mall, and we're glad that we can do it together. Thanks for joining us. Well, Tom, what did Emma say?
Well, Emma doesn't use Facebook. She says she uses email to communicate with former classmates. And former is our next key word. Former.
Former.
Former. If something is former in your life, that means you don't have it there now, but you used to. It's your former thing. Emma has former classmates. That means they are not her classmates now, but they were before.
Ah, so let's use it in a sentence. Mrs. Lee used to teach me when I was in school. She is my former teacher.
Well, friends, did you find it today? The find it question is, where does Emma see photos and videos?
Where does Emma see photos and videos? Well, she sees photos and videos on her friends' blogs. Well, good job, friends. Let's review our key words. Join. Join. Laura enjoys reading, so she joined a book club.
And former. Former. I ran into my former coworker today. It was good to see her again. Well, friends, right now it's time to go and see what is on Martha's blog. Let's read it now.
Read it.
Our two girls. Our daughters are growing up fast. Ruthie is our older daughter, and she just celebrated her birthday. She turned 10 years old. Lily is our younger daughter, and she will turn 6 in April. Ruthie is becoming more confident. She is smart, like her dad, so she does well in school. She is a friendly young girl, and she likes to help her classmates. Lily sometimes gets greedy with her toys, but her sister always reminds her to be generous. Lily is more talkative than Ruthie, and she enjoys reading aloud. We love our daughters very much.
That's cute. Those little girls' pictures are cute, too.
My brother should start a blog. He can write about my nephew.
He should. Blogs are great.
Well, we find out a lot here in this Read It paragraph. Now, what do we find out about Martha's daughter, Ruthie?
We find out that Ruthie is becoming more confident. And that is our key word. Confident.
Confident.
Confident. When you're confident, you are sure. You know yourself and you are happy to be yourself. Let's try it in a sentence. Roger is a confident man. He knows himself well.
And we know that Ruthie is a confident person. She's becoming more confident. But what about Martha's other daughter? Well, we find out that Lily sometimes gets greedy with her toys. Let's talk about this key word, greedy.
Greedy.
Greedy. Are you greedy? That means you don't like to share what you have, and you want more. Don't be greedy. Well, friends, let's review our key words right now. The first one is confident. Confident. Matt is good at basketball, so he's very confident when he plays.
Greedy. Greedy. Wes is greedy. He already has 2 cars, but he wants another one. Well, good job, friends. I hope you are enjoying yourself. Take a break, and we'll see you later.
Welcome back to the Information Desk. 我们刚才看到的是在 Jungle Cafe 里 Tom 和 Jack 都在使用网络跟朋友对话。Emma 就说 Everyone uses social networking websites these days. 句尾的 these days 很好用哦。它直接的翻译是这些日子，其实也就是最近或如今的意思。比如 I am busy these days 表示我最近很忙。或者是现在大部分都喜欢上网购物。Most people like to shop online these days. 那句尾直接加 these days 就可以了。 看样子 Jack 和 Tom 两个人都在玩 Facebook。Tom 问 Emma 有没有考虑要加入 ？Have you considered joining a website like Facebook？ 这个句子提供我们一个很实用的句型。当你想要问人家有没有考虑过做某件事的时候，就可以用 Have you considered doing something？ 比如 Have you considered buying your own house？ 有没有考虑过买自己的房子呢？或者是 Have you considered moving to Shanghai？ 有没有考虑过搬到上海去呢？Emma 虽然自己不玩 Facebook， 可是她都会上网看看朋友的部落格，好了解朋友的近况。她说 ,Yesterday, Martha wrote a post about her daughters. Emma 的这个朋友叫做 Martha。我们很多人不太会发 TH 的音，我们来练习一下好不好 ?Martha, 发 TH 的音要把舌头轻轻地放在两排牙齿之间，然后不要怕难看哦，来试试看。Martha, 很好。所以 Emma 说 Martha wrote a post。 我们来说明一下 post 这个字， post 本来是动词张贴的意思，通常都是张贴公告这样的动作叫做 post， 所以在部落格上张贴文章就是 posted on the blog。 根据 post 动词张贴的意思，它也可以当名词用，表示网页上张贴的文章，所以 Emma 才会说Martha wrote a post。 现在我们常常会听到网友说我每天一定会上去 po 文，或者是赶快 po 上去，其实这个 po 其实就是从 post 来的。你也喜欢上网跟人互动吗？他们明天还要继续讨论部落格和 Facebook 哦，所以 make sure you come back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Join Facebook.
Join Facebook.
加入 Facebook 网站吧。
What are you doing online?
I'm using Facebook. You should join Facebook too.
Why?
We can play games online. Join Facebook.
What else?
We can share photos online. Join Facebook.
Anything else?
Yes. We can chat online. Join Facebook.
See you later.
Oh, hey. Where are you going?
I'm going to join Facebook.
Join Facebook.
Join Facebook.
加入 Facebook 网站吧。
We're learning a lot about the internet today. And our question of the day asks a question about the internet. This question is for you.Do you use the internet to keep in touch with people? Why or why not? Do you use the internet to keep in touch with people? Why or why not? Well, before you answer, I'm going to let Tom answer.
Okay, yes, I do use the internet to keep in touch with my friends because it's fun and it's fast. I use email and sometimes Facebook, actually.I really think Emma should join Facebook. It's a good way to keep in touch with people.
Well, I'm thinking about it. And if I can keep in touch with old friends and maybe meet new people and make new customers, I think I'll join Facebook. Well, let me go do that. But first, let's say goodbye. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk in English at... The Mall.
Bye,
everyone.
We'll see you next time.